Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm a little tired today. I don't know why.
Causey, I spent too much time watching baseball yesterday.
Didn't watch one pitch.
Not one pitch? Wow.
Nope.
Wow. Well, why don't we start off with our NFL picks? How do we all do?
We both went 2-1.
Okay.
I had New England, Green Bay. They won. Seattle lost. You had Dallas, New England won, and San Diego lost.
All right. And tonight is Monday Night Football, Chicago versus Washington. I'll take the Bears.
I'm taking Washington.
Okay.
All right. Quarterback for the Bears stinks.
Yeah, he does. But their defense is good, so I don't know. Yeah, what the heck?
Teams don't win games anymore.
It's a game I will not be watching.
No, I probably won't neither.
Houston Astros capped off winning their division yesterday.
Only 20-game winner in baseball.
Yep. The other ones could have been. The other one's going to go to court. It could have been. But he's not only a 20-game winner. He's just one of those timeless athletes. And it appears he's done it his whole career without like Roger Clemens and other people, they use the aids of drugs.
Yeah, he's top notch.
Yeah.
He's in good condition.
He knows how to pitch. He just throw back to the old days. He really is.
He knows how to pitch.
Yep. He knows how to paint the corners. All right. So anyway,
he doesn't choke in the postseason.
So now in front of me, I have the wild card standings, and the American League is really tightened up. Oakland is in. No one's going to knock them out of that first one. But now Tampa Bay and Cleveland are tied.
Cleveland's playing good.
Yeah.
I think they're going to pass them up. They're both flat-footed, 92 and 64. So they both have, 92, 64, six games to play.
Yeah.
So the last six games are going to determine who gets into the one-game playoff.
And in the National League, you've got Washington and Milwaukee, by the way,
that's the way it's going to set up.
Yeah, are the top two.
You've got surprised with Milwaukee using Yelich. They're playing really good.
The Cubs and the Mets are three games back, so that means if they went 6-0, the other teams would have to go 3-3 just to tie. So that's how far of a stretch
it is.
That's
only three games back?
Yep. Oh, pardon me, four games back. Four games back. That makes it even worse. Yeah.
Mets. Yeah, they're 4.5.
Yeah, Mets
are four. The Mets are 4.5. They're both shot.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd have to hope for.
The Cubs lost their last six games. They have nobody to blame but themselves.
Oh, how happy was I to see that reliever get knocked around?
Which one?
Kluber.
Who?
The guy with the beard that hangs his hand out when
Okay.
How happy was I to see him get whacked around?
How happy were you?
I'm very happy. I hate the way he stands there. I hate it. With that arm out. I just hate it. And so when he gave up back-to-back home runs. And how about the way they lost again yesterday, huh? Same thing.
How did they lose yesterday?
They gave up the lead. They gave up, they had a lead. And
this was the first time that the Cardinals swept the Cubs in Chicago for something like 120 years or something.
They couldn't have picked a better time to do it.
Yeah, put them right out.
Unbelievable. The Cubbies. Oh, God. Lots of change in the front office there, I bet you.
Yeah, I guess Theo Epstein's going to be unemployed soon, huh?
Wouldn't you have all the money they spent?
Well, him and the manager. Yeah. I think they're both gone.
Wasted a ton of money. Oh, well.
Yep. Way go sometimes.
Yeah, I know. We'll go back to the NFL. There's one really good team in the NFC right now.
In the NFC?
I'm talking about the Cowboys. I think they're the best in there.
They didn't look so good for first half yesterday.
I know, but they were sleepwalking, unfortunately. They were sleepwalking. And I'm not a Cowboy fan, but, take a look at the Rams. The Rams didn't look good even.
No.
Green Bay, they look good, but you don't know whether it's anything happens to Aaron Rodgers and everything goes out the window.
That's true.
Yeah, with that. And I was very happy the Giants won yesterday. I was happy the way the kid played. But as I posted on Facebook a bunch of times, this was Tampa Bay they were playing, and also next week they're going to play Washington.
The Giants won, but Tampa Bay lost.
Yeah,
they got the ball back inside of a minute, and two plays they were down the field, and the guy missed the next. He missed an extra point attempt field goal. I mean, I think the Giants should move to Tampa Bay because they win more games in Tampa Bay than they win in New Jersey. They won that game yesterday the same way they won the Super Bowl against Buffalo.
When he was kicking that field goal, I said to myself, wide right, remember?
That's what it was.
It was exactly like, it was the same kick.
Yeah.
It was almost exactly.
It was closer.
But it was exactly the same kick.
Yep. The Giants, if Barkley's out for an extended period of time, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, they're in trouble anyways. They're not going anywhere. But it was
even more trouble, though.
Yeah, but the kid played.
He's their best player.
Yeah, but the kid played good.
Yeah, he played fine.
Yeah.
He played. There's a lot of plays that he pulled off Eli Manning would have never done.
Yeah, and
there's a lot of times when he bought time, when he ran into the corner of the end zone. Those are plays that don't happen with Eli Manning. He made some passes yesterday by buying time, where Manning would have went down and turtled up. So he's a completely different type of player than Manning. At this stage, he's a better player than Manning, and the Giants looked correct yesterday making that change.
And he's a rookie. You know, he's going to make rookie mistakes. He's going to do dumb things, especially once he gets in against some of the elite teams. But you know what? For a first game on the road, kid did all right, so... you can't take that away from them. Pretty amazing.
No, they won.
Yeah. All right. Where else we got? Is there anything else in sports?
Antonio Brown got bounced again.
Yeah. Did you see? And he put the tweet. I think I'll quit the NFL. You think you'll quit the NFL?
Yeah.
The only team
that's trying to save face.
You
trying to,
let me put it this way.
Trying to make it appease yourself that it's not your fault.
If you're a bad guy in the NFL, okay. There's two teams that normally will love for you to play for them.
And he went to both of them, and they both got rid of him.
Both got rid of him. Oakland and the Patriots. Now, there's one more team left on the league that'll take anybody.
Yep.
And to me, that's the Redskins.
I don't even think he's that crazy to take him.
I'm talking about the Redskins.
I was talking about the Cowboys.
Well, no. I think he's pretty well set.
There's
now.
No chance of him playing for the Redskins.
No,
zero.
But they're the only other team that would hire someone like that. So.
Nah, that won't happen.
No, he's not going to go to Dallas. Things are going well there now. You just don't want to. You don't want to put. Sriracha sauce on the strawberry ice cream.
I was over at my house watching football. Most football I watched yesterday in the last 8 years. Team that impressed me yesterday were the Saints. Bridgewater played well, and the defense scored two touchdowns for them. That's how they wound up beating Seattle. So a little bit of old-time football in New Orleans got them a win on the road in a real tough place to play in Seattle.
Did you see what Belichick did in the Jet game?
Mm-mm.
The Jets were winning 30-0, and
Jets were losing 30-0.
Yeah, they were losing 30-0, and so third quarter, he puts the backup quarterback in. The guy throws a pick-six interception. Guess who played the rest of the game?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, that's making a statement to his guy.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what. Absolutely. If you can't produce, you can't play.
Absolutely.
I was watching the show last night on one of the ESPN channels. I didn't watch the game last night because the Indians were beating them up, and I couldn't stand to listen to A-Rod chop up the English language anymore. There was a special on there about the history of Bobby Bowden. Tremendous, tremendous show. I think it's a two-hour show. If you get the opportunity to watch it, watch it. You won't be disappointed.
All right, Bobby Bowden.
I'm going to leave it at that. It was... all his dynamics through the year of different players and different teams. And to a man, the only person better than Bobby Bowden is God, if you speak to anybody that played for Florida State. And that's questionable sometimes. That's what they think of Bobby Bowden.
All right. It's funny. NASCAR Dave, I'll let you go in a second, moved to Florida, right? And he came back. I was speaking to him yesterday on the air. And he goes, do you know what the biggest sport in Florida is? So what do you think? What do you think it is, Mike?
Oh, me?
Yeah, in Florida.
Probably car racing.
No, that's close second. College football.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
college. He said, you know, there's like we used to have Super Bowl parties up here every weekend. Different bars, and there's have different day, you know, days for the different teams that play in Florida. It's amazing. He said it's just people just love college football there.
Well, you got to think about it. For the 80s and into the 90s, Miami, Florida, and Florida State were the best college teams in football. And they all played each other every year. And basically, when they played each other during the season, the winner of that game won the national championship. So it wasn't the national championship game played in whenever they played it in January. It was whenever they hooked up playing against each other in November or October, because the winner of that won the championship. There was one stat where he lost like 17 games or something,
yeah.
And of the 17 games he lost, 11 of them were to Miami or Florida. I mean, that just shows you how tough football was in Florida back in that time.
Yep. All right, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. That is Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.